We turn again tonight to the 9th chapter of Mark's Gospel. I'm going to read verses 41 and 42. Mark 9. Whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It seems that one of the things that we seldom think of in connection with our faith anymore is punishment. Used to be a good bit of talk about judgment and the results and doing wrong, but we don't think of that much anymore. We look forward to rewards. We expect blessings. We expect gifts from God for faithfulness, but seldom ever associate punishment from God with our faith. We think God will overlook any wrong that we've done, or surely forgive it. But in these two verses, Jesus holds rewards and punishment together in a simple, unmistakable, and direct way. First, in verse 41, he says, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ, or on the grounds that you belong to Christ, will by no means lose his reward. Oftentimes, I know I am, and I suppose you are, oftentimes we're overpowered with the tremendous needs of people near and far. We see the results of war, of earthquake, of volcano eruptions, of storms. We see the results of wrong decisions that people make and cause problems. We see the homeless and the hungry. If we don't see them anywhere else, we see them on television, but we could see them on the streets if we were looking at all carefully. We see so much it's easy for us to have what's been called compassion fatigue and say there's nothing I can do and we just turn away. The temptation is to do nothing, and it comes because we cannot do everything that needs to be done. However, in this text, Jesus stresses the high divine valuation of elementary, kindly service. Jesus stresses the high divine valuation of elementary, kindly service. While it's true that we cannot do everything that needs to be done, we can do something. And the something we can do will not solve all the problems, but it will make a real difference for the person or persons that we help. Little things, simple things, are so important. No one will ever know what a simple word of encouragement or a smile means to one who's discouraged or depressed. Likewise, a word of appreciation, a firm handshake, an arm across someone's shoulders, a pat on the back, or an embrace can lift clouds of discouragement and bring forth the sunshine of hope. And just being there for people, sometimes in difficult situations, sometimes in the time of grief. Just being there, not necessarily saying anything, but just being there can make a world of difference. I am convinced that too many of us say too much when someone's lost a loved one. I remember when my father was killed and I went into a store to buy a suit of clothes to bury him in. And I met a young lady there that was a friend of our daughter's, and she wanted to know what I was doing there. And I told her about my daddy's death, and I said, I want you to come by and see Wynette. She said, I don't know what to say. I said, don't say anything. Just be there. Just be there. And the people that did me the most good in that time were not those who came with pious platitudes of things to say, but people who came and were just there and listened to me tell the story again and again and again. Just a listening ear. A sympathetic presence. I'm sure you've heard the story of a little boy whose friend's father had died. And he wanted to go see his friend Johnny, and his mother was hesitant to let him go. But finally he went, and he was gone for quite a long time. And he returned, his mother asked what he had been doing so long. And he said that he had been helping Johnny. And she asked him how he had helped him. And he said that he had sat down with him and helped him cry. Isn't that beautiful? Do you hear something of the echo of the words of Paul that we're to weep with those who weep? Just somebody there. A little thing. In our text, Jesus uses a simple and yet vital act to make his point. Israel was a dry and a thirsty land. Water was not plentiful. It was not uncommon for someone to know real thirst. And so Jesus said, "Whoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." No big thing, just a cup of water. Think about it. When you do the simplest deed to help someone who belongs to Christ, you will not lose your reward. Everyone has a claim upon us because all people are dear to Jesus. Everybody has a claim on us because they're all dear to Jesus. They are people for whom he died. But remember, we're not asked to do things beyond our power. We are asked to do the simple deed which we can do. Again, we're not asked to do things beyond our power. We're asked to do simple things which we can do. William Barclay, in his commentary, shares a story from a missionary. She had been telling a class of African primary children about giving a cup of cool water in Jesus' name. She was sitting on the veranda of her home, and into the village square there came a company of native bearers. They had heavy packs. They were tired and thirsty, and they sat down to rest. Now they were men of another tribe, and had they asked someone who was not a Christian for water, they would have been told to go find their own water because of the barrier between the tribes. But as the men sat wearily there, and as the missionary watched from the school, there emerged a little line of tiny African girls. On their heads, they each carried a pitcher of water. Shyly, fearfully, they approached the tired bearers. They knelt and offered their pitchers of water. In surprise, the bearers took them and drank and handed them back. And then suddenly the little African girls took to their heels and ran to the missionary. "We've given a thirsty man a drink," they said, "in the name of Jesus." The little children took the story and duty literally. They did what the word said. Would that more would do so. In the simple kindnesses, it's the simple kindnesses that are needed. In such a ministry, none shall lose his reward, either in this world or in the next. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." But also, as we minister to others, we know the joy of meeting life at the point of need. We know the joy of linking ourselves with the divine as a divine instrument of God's eternal love and care for his sons and daughters. some of you have experienced it, maybe all of you have, but I can never explain to you the deep sense of wonder and awe that is mine when God can take me and use me in simple ways to bring about hope and love to anyone. So in this first verse, rewards come to those who help others in the name of Jesus. And then in verse 42, we see that punishment is also promised to those who cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin or to be led astray. He has vividly pictured the enormity of inflicting spiritual injury. The people called little ones are not just children. They are the humble, those without wealth or position or learning, but all who have accepted Christ's teachings, to whom spiritual understanding and faith have come. As William Barclay put it, to sin oneself is a terrible thing, but to teach another to sin as an infinitely worse thing. To sin oneself is a tragic thing, a terrible thing, but to teach another to sin is infinitely worse. O. Henry, you know, is probably the American master of the short story. And he wrote one story where he told of a little girl whose mother was dead, and her father used to come home from work and sit down, take off his jacket, open up his paper, light his pipe, and prop up his feet on the mantelpiece. The little girl would come in and would ask him to play with her for a little while, for she was lonely. But her daddy told her that he was tired, to let him be at peace. He told her to go out in the street and play there. And so she did. She took to the streets. Years passed and she died. Then O. Henry's vision extended to heaven. The girl's soul arrived in heaven. Peter saw her and said to Jesus, "Master, here's a girl who is a bad lot. I suppose we send her straight to hell." "No," said Jesus gently. "Let her in. Let her in." And then his eyes grew stern. "But look for a man who refused to play with this little girl and who sent her out into the streets and sent him to hell." I don't know if that thought disturbs you or not. It disturbs me. Each day, all unaware, people are watching us. We are called Christians. Our actions, our words, exalting Christ, or perhaps causing one of his little ones to sin. And then look at the punishment promised. Jesus said it would be better for one who causes someone to sin for a great millstone to be hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And the millstone of which Jesus speaks is not the small stone of a handmill, rather a huge grinding stone of a mill which required a beast of burden to turn. To have such a stone tied to your neck and to be thrown into the sea would be a sentence of inescapable death. Jesus said, "Better this than what awaits the one who causes one who believes in him to sin." So here we have it. The promised reward for doing the common, ordinary, caring things which we all can do. The promised punishment for living a life that causes another to sin. Every day we're doing one or the other. We sang it as the opening hymn tonight. The that we want a heart to praise our God. And if any sin comes in, that it would cause us pain. I pray tonight that that would be true. That we'd so live that we'd not cause anybody to stumble, or fall, or be made weak. And every day, while we cannot do everything that needs to be done, pray that God would give us that sensitivity of spirit to be aware of and to do those things which we can do. Which we can do in the name of Jesus. Simple things. Loving things. Sometimes just a little thing means so much. I was standing outside tonight, and someone came up and asked him to stay there with me. And he looked at me and just looked at me, waiting for me to say something. I said, "Don't want anything. I just want you to be with me." Little thing. Little thing. All of us can do the little things that God wants us to do. If we are sensitive to the need and hear God calling us to the task. God, give us that sensitive heart and spirit to know the pain that's around us and to be able to reach out with a loving touch, a tender hand, a caring spirit. Make us instruments of your peace, O Lord. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Help us, Father, to be instruments of your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.